This is Michael Johnson coming to you from the Intel Developers Forum in San Francisco, California. I had a chance to sit down with the president of Intel Capital, Arvind Sudani, and he told me about Intel's investments in technology companies throughout the world.
Intel Capital invests in young startup and emerging technology companies with the aim of getting technology deployment, entrepreneurship, and introduction of technology in throughout the world.
And what is the sort of overall sort of mission and purpose? I know that one of the phrases that I've pulled out of this is sort of parallel thinking for parallel processing. And it's something that I think kind of goes along with some of the themes of this week that I've heard, talking about the new uses of the technology.
Right.
What is the motive to really get these new companies involved?
Well, anytime you get... So take, for example, an emerging market. Anytime you get the deployment of technology in a given emerging market, you get penetration levels, PC penetration level go down. The ability of people to use computers goes up very dramatically. Entrepreneurship creates new jobs, new opportunities, new uses of technology, and therefore Intel Corporation benefits as a supplier of technology.
What kind of companies are you looking for? Is it across the board as far as technology areas?
We are a very broad technology investor, ranging from WiMAX network deployments all the way to software solutions to consumer internet companies to gaming software company, gaming developers to home networking companies to companies that are in silicon development. So an entire range. That was just to name a few of the areas.
Are there any particular areas where you're seeing more of these companies emerging? Because I know that obviously India comes to mind because that's been such an incredible engine and technology these days. Any other places around the world?
Absolutely. China would be a perfect example. China and India are perfect examples of emergence of a lot of technology companies and entrepreneurs. Remember, it takes entrepreneurs to start companies, so we're seeing a lot of... But entrepreneurship is happening all over the world, not just in China and India. Obviously, because of the size and the opportunities that are present, we're seeing a lot more companies in those two countries, but it's happening all over the world in different degrees.
Now, is it... I know that the new communications, which have sort of sprung up over the last 10 years and China getting wired up and everything sort of getting really on, is it flattening the world as far as this development engine goes? Or is it becoming, as people say, kind of a global village? Or do you see sort of more, some countries coming up faster, others not so fast, all depending upon what their sort of technology culture is?
Yeah. Most of the companies that we invest in largely serve their local markets. It is still today very difficult for a company in an emerging market to develop markets in other parts of the world. We help our companies with that effort. We are uniquely positioned to help companies in, say, India find customers in the U.S. or companies in China find customers in Europe or in Japan for that matter. Because we have these relationships with global 2,000 enterprise executives throughout the world. It is very hard for companies to find customers throughout the world.
So what is the advantage to Intel and to the larger global technology community of the
as I said, technology deployment, entrepreneurship in emerging market and throughout the world creates demand for PCs and related products. And that's good for Intel and good for everybody in the industry.
Okay. If folks would like to find out a little bit more about Intel Capital, where can they go? Is there a website?
There's a website, intelcapital.com. And there's a ton of information there. You can find out about all the companies that we're invested in, all the countries that we are physically present in. Some of the people are shown there. So it's an excellent site for getting a lot of information on Intel Capital.
I've been speaking today with Arvind Sodhani, who is the president of Intel Capital, about some of Intel's capital investments around the world and helping new companies, obviously, to emerge through this new technology market. Arvind, thanks for being on the podcast with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.